Senator Clemens, Senator Flores, Senator Gates,
here.
Senator Hayes,
here.
Senator Negron,
here.
Senator Smith,
here.
Senator Thompson, quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, and Dawn, welcome back. We missed you. Glad to have you back. Members, let's go to tab one, Senate Bill 574 on expressway authorities. That bill's by Senator Flores. Senator Flores, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Members, this bill reduces the number of members on the Miami-Dade Expressway Authority from 13 to 9. It reduces the number of voting members appointed by the county from 7 to 5, the governor from 5 to 3, and the DOT secretary would be the ninth member. It prohibits lobbyists from serving as members of the board if in the previous 4 years they have represented any person or entity before a government agency, and there is an amendment to tighten up that language. And lastly, it provides for immediate termination from the Miami-Dade Expressway Authority governing body if a member fails to comply with the financial disclosure requirements. And that is the bill.
Thank you for that explanation. There are amendments. Before we go into the amendments, are there any questions by the members on the bill? Seeing Senator Clemens, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just by way of introduction, I was just curious, what are the problems that this bill is trying to solve? In other words, have there been issues on the expressway authority that we're trying to fix with this bill?
Senator Flores, you're recognized to respond.
Yes, thank you. I mean, I can get on the soapbox and give you about 10 years worth of grievances that I have had with the expressway authority, as well as all of my constituents. But the most recent grievance were that tolls went up across the board, across the entire county. Now, the expressway authority members will say that that was a level of fairness, so that now everybody pays tolls rather than just certain people. But I have a tough time explaining that to my constituents, particularly in the western part of Miami-Dade County, where I represent, where it takes a working class person that works in West Miami-Dade County to get to the urban core in downtown. It costs that person up to $6 a day just to get to work. And that's a serious concern that I have.
Are there any further questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing no further questions, we do have an amendment. Let's take up and amendment barcode 502378 by Senator Flores. Senator Flores, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Members, this amendment is specifically related to the lobbying ban. It tightens up the language to make it specific that no one can sit on the board if they have they have lobbied that board in the previous 4 years.
Okay, thank you. Are there any appearance? There are no appearance forms on the amendment. We do have an appearance form on the bill. Are there any questions on the amendment? Are there any objections to the amendment? Seeing no objections to the amendment, show the amendment adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions for the bill sponsor on the bill? We have an appearance request by Fausto Gomez from the Miami-Dade Expressway Authority. Mr. Gomez, you're recognized for comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to take a moment to thank Senator Flores. We have been working together on the legislation. The amendment drastically improves the bill. It makes it much better for the traveling public in Miami-Dade County, indeed the whole state of Florida. And I know that Senator Flores and I will continue discussing the legislation, and I simply appreciate her leadership on this matter. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Gomez. We're in debate on the bill. Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Flores, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate your support on this bill and on this issue that's very important to my community. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Having closed on the bill, Diane, will you please call the roll on committee substitute for Senate Bill 574?
Senator Brannon, Senator Clemens, Senator Flores, Senator Gates,
yes.
Senator Hayes,
yes.
Senator Negron,
yes.
Senator Smith,
yes.
Senator Thompson, Senator Legg, Mr. Chair.
Yes, and by your vote, show committee substitute for Senate Bill 574 will be reported favorably. Members, we'll go to take up tab 2, Senate Bill 666. Oops, sorry. We'll go back for a second. Senator Flores, on the previous bill, would you like a committee substitute for that bill? Yes. Members, we'll just show that on a motion with no objections to show the bill as a committee substitute favorably. Thank you, Diane.
Yes.
Okay, we're back on tab two, Senate Bill 666 on voter identification by Senator Legg. Senator Legg, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And despite the bill numbers, this bill's not that evil. It specifically Florida statutes enumerate a specific list of documents that are acceptable forms of identification for voter registration, applications, and identification at the polling place. This bill adds to the list of acceptable documents the Veterans Health Identification Card issued by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the Concealed Weapons or Firearm License issued by the state of Florida. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Legg. Are there any questions of the bill sponsor? Senator Clemens, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a good bill. It was interesting to go through the list of things that are accepted, neighborhood association IDs, public assistance IDs. Senator Legg, I was just wondering if you might be open in the future, and I didn't want to file an amendment here today because I didn't want to mess with your good bill, but I noticed one of the things that's not on here is government-issued IDs government employee IDs. I'm wondering if that might be something that in the future you may be interested in adding to your bill.
Senator Legg, you're recognized to respond.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have not specifically thought about it, but actually a state employee did approach me about it. I haven't researched it. On the surface, it sounds very intuitive. I don't know if there was some sort of reason why we couldn't do it, but I would yield to some of our supervisor of elections on it. But on its surface, yeah, it sounds like not a bad idea.
Are there any further questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing no further questions, we're in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Legg, you're recognized to close on your bill. Senator Heving, whoops. Go back up. We have appearance cards. Bill Helmick, representing the American Legion. American Legion waves in support of the good bill. And Ron Lebowski, representing the Florida Supervisors of Elections. Mr. Lebowski waves in support of the bill. Senator Legg, having waived his close, Diane, will you please call the roll on Senate Bill 666?
Senator Brannon?
Yes.
Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Gates?
Yes.
Senator Hayes?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Thompson?
Yes.
Senator Legg? Chair Richter?
Yes, and by your vote, show Senate Bill 666 is reported favorably. Members, as we've done in the past, we'll now take up cumulatively, tabs 3 through 17, which are for confirmation of hearing for appointments. And unless the senator requests a separate vote on a specific individual appointee, we'll take one vote on all of these appointments. They are in the tabs there. Are there any questions relative to these appointees? Seeing no questions, there are no appearance forms. Is there a motion to recommend confirmation?
Move it.
Motion made by Senator Gates, is there any objections to the motion? Seeing no objections, Senator Gates moves to recommend confirmation of all appointees on tabs 3 through 17. Diane, will you please call the roll?
Senator Brannon?
Yes.
Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Gates?
Yes.
Senator Hayes?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Thompson?
Yes.
Senator Legg? Chair Richter?
Yes, and by your vote, the confirmation of the appointees listed on tabs 3 through 17 is recommended favorably. I don't believe there's any other business to come before the committee, and so with that, Senator Hayes moves that we adjourn. Without objection, meeting is adjourned.